So we continue in Pirkei Avot, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Vav. So in Pirkei Avot, Perek Sheni, Mishnah Vav, we continue in the teachings of Hillel HaZaken as brought to us by his great-great-great-grandson, Rabban Gamliel, the son of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Hu haya omer, he used to say, Hillel used to say, En habur yerechet. Some people make the mistake to read En habor yerechet. Bo, that's a pit. That's something else. Bur, we even have that word in English, right? That's an English word that comes from Hebrew. A bur. A bur means an empty fellow, a person who doesn't know much. He's very empty intellectually. En habur yerechet. Someone who is not knowledgeable in Torah cannot possibly be sin-fearing. He cannot be yerechet. Ve'lo am ha'aretz chasid, right? Famous words. Ve'lo am ha'aretz chasid. Someone who is in ignoramus, he is ignorant, he doesn't learn Torah, he doesn't know halacha, he cannot be a chasid. He cannot be a pious man. If a person thinks that piety and knowledge of Torah are two different things, and one has nothing to do with the other, well, he's very mistaken. And the simple meaning being, as Bezat Hashem will mention a little bit deeper meaning, but the simple meaning that everybody knows, if you don't know halacha, then you don't know what to do. If you don't know how to do the mitzvot, how are you supposed to be considered a chassid? A chassid means someone who follows Hashem's directives and fulfills the mitzvot kahalacha. If you don't know what the halacha is, then you cannot be a chassid. Plain and simple, okay? En habur yerechet, an ignorant person cannot be sin-fearing, and am ha'aretz, he cannot be chassid, a person lacking instruction, cannot be pious. We'll come back to that. Let's just read the Mishnah through. Ve'lo ha'bayshan lamed. Lo ha'bayshan lamed. A timid person, a bashful person, cannot learn. What's the simple meaning behind that? Someone who is timid, someone who is embarrassed, he doesn't want to show that he doesn't know. So many times he has a question and he wants to ask, but he's ashamed to ask, and he doesn't ask. And when you don't ask, you don't find out. You don't learn. If you're not going to ask, you're not going to learn. Ve'lo ha'bayshan lamed. Ve'lo ha'kapdan melamed. What's lo ha'kapdan melamed? A kapdan means a person without patience cannot teach. A person who's without patience cannot teach. The first required prerequisite for being able to teach is to have a lot of patience. Imagine a kapdan. You didn't understand? Oh, I'm not teaching you anymore. Well, maze, you expect every person to understand right away? Or let's say someone asks a question that's not up to par with what he, demands. Oh, what kind of a question? And he puts down the student and he belittles him. He cannot teach like that. Nobody's going to come to learn from him. Nobody's going to want to learn from him. Lo ha'kavdan melamed, right? I'm just simply translating the words here. Ve'lo kol ha'marbe bischora machkim. Oh, and one who is too deeply involved in business will not grow in wisdom. Lo kol hamarbe bischora machkim. A person who is all the time thinking about, business here, business there, merchandise here, merchandise there, real estate here, real estate there, then his mind is not going to be able to be focused on gaining chokhmah. That's an understandable idea as well, right? Because like what the Chovot Halvavot calls in one place, he says, Hashem yatzilenu mipizur hanefesh. The Chovot Halvavot says, we have to pray to Hashem that He should save us from a scattered spirit, which means that our nefesh is thinking about that, 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 everywhere else besides where he's supposed to be focused, right? I'm just reminded, I don't know if it's off topic or not, if it's connected, I'm reminded by the famous words of Rabbi Israel Salanter, Alav HaShalom, where a person, when he says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, so what are we supposed to be thinking when we say Echad? Echad. We're supposed to be thinking Hashem is King, up and down, east, west, north, and south. Ah, that's what a person has to remember and have in mind when he's saying Echad. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, beware, beware. The person might be thinking, Hashem is in the east, he's in the west, he's in the south, he's in the north, he's up and he's down, but he's not with him. He forgets to think that Hashem is with him. He's thinking about the east, about the west. Mamash pizur ha-nefesh. Person has to focus and to remember, Ol Malchut Shamayim, to remember Hashem Echad, means him too. You're also a servant of the king. Not just east, west, south, north, and up and down. You too. So that's, Lo kara marbe bischora machkim. You'll forgive me if that was a bit random. And the final phrase of the Mishnah, this is a jam-packed Mishnah, boy. Ubimkom she'en anashim hishtadel liyot ish. And in a place where there are no men, strive to be a man. What does that mean? Well, the simple meaning of umakom she'en ish hishtadel liyot ish, it means, let's say you come to a place where there's nobody to teach Torah, for example. I'm going to explain it in the most elementary way. Nobody is teaching Torah there. And you see that the knowledge of Torah is very scarce. People don't know much. And you're thinking to yourself, what should I do? I wasn't trained to be a Rebbe. I never thought I'm going to be a teacher. What am I, a rabbi? I mean, what's going on? Well, you just got smicha from Hillel HaZaken. Ubemakom she'en ish. There's no ish. There's nobody teaching. Well, Hashem put you there for a reason. You're supposed to be the ish. You'll be surprised at what kochot will come out of you that you never thought that you had. Don't be too humble. Don't say, well, it's not for me. It's not, I can't do it. You have what to offer. You have what to teach. It's in a place where it's not being done. You see, if it's in a place where, Baruch Hashem, there are people who are more knowledgeable and they are giving over, okay, then become Talmid, heve mitabek be'afar aglehem. But if there's no one else, then you do it. If you have what to offer, you do it. It's a bit of a risky statement, but that's the idea, that b'makom she'en ish. There's another pirush on this in the Sefer Midrash Shmuel. He says, b'makom she'en ish, in the other way, in the way of being a student. Listen to this. You see, the first way we explained, which is the simple way, is in regards to being a teacher. But there's another way to say it. Im tavo lemakom shelo timtza bo chachamim sheyelamedukha veyeoreru otcha lekiyum ha-mitzvot. If you come to a place where you don't find anybody that can teach you. Hear this? The opposite. You're going to a place, you find that, no, wow, nobody's inspiring me here. I'm not inspired by anyone. There's no, you know, rabbi to teach. So you know what happens, Rabotai. That's the biggest and easiest excuse for people to say, well, you know, what can I do? There's no one here to teach me, so I don't have to learn. So I don't have to do much because, you know, it's their fault. Or who knows what. No, says Hillel HaZaken. Makom she'en ish. There's no ish to teach you. Hishtadel liyot ish. You be the ish on yourself now. You have no excuse. Get busy learning and teaching yourself. Get busy learning and, guess what? Inspiring yourself. Do you know that? A person can inspire himself too. Maim amukim etza belev ish. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishle, deep waters are in the heart of every person. Ve'ish tevuna, a man of understanding, gidlena, is able to draw forth those waters. People think that they always have to be taught by a rabbi. If there's no rabbi, right? I'm picturing a picture. People come into the Bet Knesset, and what? The rabbi is not there. Okay, so we talk dvarim betelim, or we waste our time. There's no shiur. Come on, nobody's teaching, so I don't have to learn. That's not an excuse. No, nobody's there to teach. The rabbi didn't come yet. You're the rabbi on yourself right now. Get busy learning. Open up a sefer. But what do you mean? How dare I open up a sefer? The rabbi is not here. Some people are intimidated by Torah. They think it's like only a person who has a license, you know, can teach them. No, the Torah is belonging to everyone. B'makom she'en ish, ishtadel liyot ish. Okay, so that's the last part. Yes. Who is this?
I'm sorry.
Ah, Rabbi Yaakov. Okay.
Any other title, but ish.
Okay. Let's... Chazak uvaruch. That's a good question. That means you trust that off the cuff I can give you an answer on such a powerful question. I mean, that's a very big question. Lama dafka ish? Lama lo katuv b'makom she'en rav tiye more? Or something like that. Okay? So now, the simple answer... Right. Yes, Rachamim.
Ha'ish Moshe.
Ha'ish Moshe. Yafeh meod.
No,
so let me try to...
Hacham Rachamim. I was thinking of that. I wanted to see if that's going to go that way. To say maybe it's the Deliot Ish, but still remain Anaf. Even if you step forward to teach, but don't think that now you are who's saving the generation.
Absolutely.
Chazak uvaruch. Very good. Very good. So let's stay with that theme. I was going to say something else, but I don't want to spoil what was just brought out here. That b'makom she'enish ishtadel yot ish, ish reminds us of the pasuk that Rabbi Rachamim brought up, v'ha'ish Moshe anav meod, which means even when you have to be mishtadel yot ish, don't lose your state of anava. Don't get lost in ga'ava and thinking, well, now I'm the boss, now I'm the leader, or now I'm all this and all that. Remember the anava. Chazak uvaruch. Yafeh meod, yafeh meod. Yesh od harbeh ma lomar, but that's a beautiful answer. Okay, for the last few minutes, we have 9 more minutes. Let's focus on a few other points from this Mishnah, this beautiful Mishnah that we just read. Let's go back to the beginning. En habur yerechet, right? En habur yerechet. So how did we explain en habur yerechet? What was the simple way we said? If you're not going to learn halacha, if you don't know halacha, you won't be yerechet. Lo am aretz chasid. If you're not knowledgeable in Torah, you don't know how to keep the mitzvot. Listen to this sharp line from the Kotzker Rebbe, Ha'admo mit Kotzk, Zechuto tagen alein. He says, you know why en habur yerechet? Ki im haya yerechet, lo haya nishar bur, el haya mishtadel ilmod veladat. Listen to this, what he just said. He says, you know why en habur yerechet? Because if he was yerechet, if he was sin-fearing, then he wouldn't stay a bur. He would get busy to learn. You hear what angle he's coming from? He's coming from a different angle here. See, he's not saying in a practical way, if you don't know the halacha, you won't have the practical knowledge with which to be a yerechet. No. You hear what he's saying? He's saying the act of learning is an act of yirat shamayim, rabotai. Let me explain that just for a minute. We, like I mentioned before, people think that there is learning Torah and there is yirat shamayim. Some people are good at learning. Some people are good at Yirat Shamayim. You see, that's a big mistake. It would be true if Torah was a regular science like all other sciences. You see, in order to be a professor in Harvard University, I don't think that they require Yirat Shamayim on your resume. I don't think so. It not necessarily is a God-fearing person a requirement. In fact, it might even be the opposite, to put it politely, right? To be a Yirat Shamayim and to become a mathematician, one is not connected to the other. See, Torah is not just a science. It's not just a subject of knowledge. The learning of Torah, the study of Torah, is the expression of the neshama, the expression of the desire of the Jew to know the knowledge of Hashem. Which means like this, Rabotai. When we learn a kushya on Maran HaShulchan Aruch, and there is a stira, and you have a tirutz from the Magen Avraham, and you have a tirutz from the Taz, you think that the Magen Avraham came up with an answer only because he was a genius? No. The Magen Avraham came up with an answer because he was a tremendous Yirei Shamayim. You know why? Because Yirei Shamayim means, I want to know, what is Maran saying? Because to know what Maran is saying is to know what God is saying. to know what the Torah is saying, to know what the page of Gemara, to know what Tosfot means to say, means to know what Hashem is saying. So who wants to look into and to analyze and to understand the Torah? One who is so filled with awesome feelings of love for Hashem. Hashem, how could I not understand what you're telling me? You're talking to me in this page of Gemara. I need to hear you. See, that's learning Torah. In a bul yerechet. It's impossible for the bul to be yerechet. Because if he was yerechet, he would be busy delving deeply into the Torah to understand the Torah, because that desire to understand the Torah comes not from intellectual gymnastics, it comes from Yirat Shamayim. See? So therefore, in Torah, Yediat HaTorah is bound with Chasidut. Yediat HaAlacha is bound with Yirat Chet. Therefore, en abur yerechet velo amaretz chasid. And we'll end off with another word on a different phrase here in the Mishnah. Notice, Rabotai, something interesting in the Lashon. If you're careful, if you have a Pirkei Avot open in front of you, then you'll see, it says like this, en abur yerechet velo amaretz chasid velo abayshan lamed velo akavdan melamed. Now continue the next sentence. Ve'lo kol hamarbe bischora machkim. Which word seems extra here? The word kol. You see, based on the previous lines in the Mishnah, what should it have said? Ve'lo hamarbe bischora machkim. Just like you told me, lo habayshan lamed, the shameful person doesn't learn. The lo hakapdan, he doesn't teach. So lo hamarbe bischora, the one who is too heavily involved in business, will not be machkim. What did it say? If you know Hebrew, listen carefully. Lo kol hamarbe bischora machkim. Not every person who is involved very much in his business can gain wisdom. Not every person. What does that mean? It means there are some that can. Exactly.
Except one
schora. That's a little bit of a different point. The schora is Torah, okay. But the kol is not going on schora. The kol is going on marbe, on the person. So, lo kol hamarbe bischora machkim. Lo katuv velo hamarbe bechol schora. See, if you would say that, we can hear the diuk that you are saying, Rabbi Yaakov. But it says here, lo kol hamarbe, not every person, which means we did have in our history great people. We have, for example, in the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer ben Charsom. Rabbi Eliezer ben Charsom was a very rich man, and he had a lot of real estate, and he had a lot of business and everything, and yet he was a Tana Kadosh. He was Rabbi Eliezer ben Charsom. You had, for example, Rabban Gamliel, who was very rich. You had Rav Papa and Rav Huna. They were very rich. We did have in our history people who were very, very rich, and yet they were machkim. But like the famous words of Rabbi Yochanan, who said to Rabbi Elazar Bar Pedat, Rabbi Yochanan said, "Lo kol adam zoche lishte shulchanot." Not everybody merits to have both riches, great riches, and greatness in Torah. You know, the Gemara tells us about Rav Ashe. Rav Ashe, Torah ugdula b'makom echad. Not everyone is like that. That's what the Mishnah is carefully written. Look at that, a diuk in the word kol. This comes from the Toldot Yaakov Yosef, the famous Talmid of the Baal Shem Tov. He says, when it came to Marbe Bischora, the Tana was careful to say, not everyone who is Marbe Bischora Markim. Normally it doesn't work. Normally, in order to succeed in Torah, a person has to be able to put aside for a little while his thoughts on business and succeed in the learning of Torah. But there were those who were able to do that. We have many stories about great people like that. So that's a little diuk in the Mishnah. But Rabbi Yaakov, what you said before also, you're right. There is one schora that marbe bischora machkim. And that is the schora of Torah. Ki tov sachra misechar kasev umecharutz tevuata. Pasuk in Mishle. Ki tov sachra misechar kasev. The sechora of Torah is better than any business in the world. Because in this business of Torah, The deeper you go, the more successful you are. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the zechut to succeed in learning Torah together, in being me'ayen together, becoming one with the Dvar Hashem, with Limud Torah, and that's a proper preparation for the Chag Shavuot Be'ezrat Hashem that is coming upon us. B'sha'at tova lechayim tovim u'leshalom. Baruch Adonai.